miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, thanks for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. We're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not. I guess we have Dr. Ginsberg with us today.
I'm here.
Okay. Dr. Mike, what do you want to start the segment out with today? What is interesting to you?
I like the bottles in the basement. A bottle bomb in your basement.
Well, hopefully that's not happening, but certain teenagers have known to get into trouble with this, and the CDC just released some statistics, national statistics, on the frequency that they're finding in a database of these kinds of bombs going off. It's the kind of thing where, for a prank, some kids may read online how to make a bomb in a soda bottle. You take the soda out, you drink the soda, and then I'm not going to say exactly how to do it because I don't want everybody to run out and do it, but basically common household ingredients can actually make a soda bottle blow up, and it involves chlorine and chlorine gas and some acids, and it's sort of like this basement chemistry that can be hazardous. And so some of the things that the CDC reported on were, for example, a janitor at a school finding one of these bombs, and the thing, and they're very unstable, and they will blow up in a matter of minutes, and you never know when it's going to blow. And so this guy picks it up and didn't blow his hand off, but he got a pretty bad chemical burn and was had to go to the hospital because he breathed in chlorine gas, which is damaging to the lungs. So, this is a highly... what I want to say to people is that if you've got, say, pool chemicals, you want to keep them under lock and key because they're hazardous, they're high chlorine. You don't want to see this very strong chlorine get into the wrong hands. Even bleach could go into a bottle bomb with, other acidic ingredients that could be found around the house. So anyway, the statistics are out. I'm glad that it's finally reaching national attention. Every once in a while in Connecticut, we hear about it at a school or in a neighborhood. Usually it's the high school set that's doing it.
Not surprised about that at all. A couple of BPA stories, Gary, right?
Yes. Well, it's been controversial. One of the controversies about BPA and why the FDA has not 100% bought into the risk, although they did take some precautions with baby bottles. However, the controversy is that the argument is that after we absorb it into our body, it all goes through the liver, it gets metabolized right away, it gets broken down, gets excreted very quickly. So when you ingest it, like we're doing most of the time in our diet, that's the primary way we're getting it, or from, let's say, cash register receipts and then hand-to-mouth activity. When it goes through the mouth, it goes through the liver, that's the way we absorb it, and it gets metabolized quickly. However, they just did a study in dogs. They found that if BPA is ingested by a dog in its mouth, it gets enough absorbed in the mouth, under the tongue, for example, without it having to go to the liver. It doesn't get metabolized quickly. It could go right to hormone-sensitive tissues. So
hormone-sensitive tissues in your brain, that is.
Yeah, it can get to the brain. It affects the way brain development would happen in utero and early postnatal. One of the classic things is the shopper coming out of the supermarket trying to stuff the handbag or the pocketbook away, the wallet away, trying to deal with all the groceries. And where's the cash register receipt? In the mouth before they have find a place to stick it. And, of course, that's where the BPA could be absorbed.
You're kidding. So, there are people put the cash register receipt in their mouth.
I've seen it. Yeah. Oh. Coming out, they just stick it somewhere until they find a better place to put it.
That's like a golf ball. Licking a golf ball on a golf ball.
Right, exactly. Don't put anything that's not food in your mouth.
How about the one, did you talk about girls obese, BPA?
Yeah, no, well, there is a concern about a couple of things about puberty in girls. One is, are they getting pubescence earlier? And they probably are. The statistics and the evidence, anecdotal evidence, seems to be earlier puberty. But the other is obesity around that age tends to really lay it on. If you are going to become obese, that tends to be an age where there's a big spurt in that. And they found an association. This is Kaiser Permanente, big insurance company, that did this study. And they found that girls who had more BPA in their urine, which is an indication of bodily exposure, they had significantly higher risk of being obese in that 9 to 12-year-old bracket, five times higher risk if they were in the top category of BPA exposure. Exactly why those kids had more BPA than the low end of the curve, we're still trying to figure out exactly where all the BPA is coming from. That age group is probably not handling a lot of cash register receipts. They're not working in that kind of job capacity. But it's just important for kids as well to not eat a lot of packaged foods or microwave foods that might be leaching BPA.
I feel bad for these poor cashiers, don't you, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, at least they should, again, keep the cash register receipts away from their mouth. But gloves would be a good thing. And, you know, before they clock out, make sure they thoroughly wash up.
Interesting thing, though, is even if they wear gloves, you touch your face about, the average adult does it something over 16 times an hour, which means you're going to convey that to your mouth a fair bit of time, even if you're wearing gloves.
Right. So it's important to wash up before you leave. You know, a good facial wash, as you say, before you're going to, like, get in the car and drive home, eat a meal, whatever you're going to do.
Hey, Gary, there's no way getting around handling money, right? I mean, dollar bills, $5 bills, we handle those things every day. Any problem in that?
Well, there's traces of cocaine and there's traces of BPA in money. It's true, but it's low level. And look, we have to accept some minimal degree of exposure to these things. We're not going to go to zero exposure. Let's be practical. But we can try to avoid the excessive exposures. And that, you know, just say no to a cash register receipt if you don't really. Hopefully we're going to go paperless at some point anyway, as we all have smartphones. We can have these receipts emailed to us.
Yeah, that's probably coming. All right, we got about a minute to talk about the last one. We'll get them all in.
In fact, if we did away with IRS, you wouldn't have to save those receipts.
I hope that's coming.
That.
All right, quickly
all right,
on the satellites in the groundwater, Gary, in about a minute.
Yeah, I was fascinated by this. Now, you know when it's dry conditions and you might be able to guess when your pump is going to go dry and you're not going to have water. But now there's a new satellite technology to say just how low the groundwater conditions are, how much drought is affecting groundwater in your area by the satellite, new kind of photography. And what it is showing is that the groundwater situation in the southwest U.S. is really getting pretty severely depleted as that area is scorching fires, and as people run out of surface water, like the Rio Grande outside of Albuquerque is down to a trickle. People don't have that to irrigate, so they're pumping more out of the groundwater. But this new photography from satellites, I think it's going to really help map where the groundwater is and where it isn't, and we won't have to wonder anymore.
Hey, that's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's with us weekly, and you should check his website out. It's called whatstoxic.com, and what you'll find interesting about it is that there are some things, obviously, that are toxic you should avoid, but there are some things that may straighten you out as to what might not be, and you may think they are. So there's, you take good with the bad on the website, whatstoxic.com. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. On the email is udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Dr. Arthur Perry taking this show off. He'll be back next week, but we still have some ground to cover before the end of the show. More news of the week, some of your email questions, some of Dr. Mike's emails, email answers, and if we have some time, we'll fit another one of Dr. Mike's Real Age Tips of the Week, too, before the end of the show. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.